Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Hello and welcome to a very special edition of Atlanta Business Radio. I'm Ryan McPherson, and I'm very excited to tell you that I'm broadcasting from the Regis Executive Suites here in One Glen Lake Plaza in sensational Sandy Springs, Georgia. As a reminder, make sure you are connected with us on social media, Twitter, at Business Radio X, and today we're using the hashtag Atlanta Business Radio. You can also follow me personally at Ryan Redhawk, and all tweets and comments are welcome there. And make sure you like our Facebook page, Business Radio X. Leave your thoughts and comments as well as see all the photos of our in-studio guests. And now it's my distinct pleasure to welcome to the Business Radio X flagship studio in the Atlanta Business Radio Show from the Specific Chiropractic Center in Atlanta, the talented Dr. Kaylin Wells. How are you doing, Doctor?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me, Ryan. Tis the season to end this 2015 year.
That's right. Tis the season. And you are here today to talk about many different things. But let's first start with your background and tell our listeners a little bit about yourself, please.
Sure, Ryan. I am a native of Michigan, and I came down to Atlanta to go to Life Chiropractic School. And ended up at the beach in St. Mary's, Georgia for the last 5 years, opening a successful office down there. And I ventured my way back to Atlanta this past March. So it's exciting to be back into a city of 6.1 million people.
Wow, that's right. And I know Atlanta is glad to have you and call you one of their own now. But you've been involved with chiropractic care since a very young age yourself, personally. Is that right?
I have. My mom had the wisdom enough to take me to a chiropractor when I was 5 years old. I didn't have any problems or injuries or anything going on. She just had the wisdom enough to know that it was the healthy and right thing to do when I was 5 years old.
5 years old. What was that like for you back then?
Honestly, it was kind of scary at first. They had all the spines on the walls and hanging from the ceiling, and I didn't know really what it was about until I had my first adjustment, and I knew right then that this is what I wanted to do the rest of my life.
Is that right? So at 5 years old, you saw tangible results or felt better. What was that feeling looking back that you remember that just kind of put you on this mission in life?
Just the experience of, you know, not having as many problems with allergies or asthma. You know, I didn't go to see a chiropractor because I had allergies or asthma, but the recovery of some of the symptoms I had, I was experiencing that. I was big into gymnastics and the recovery of gymnastics and preventing injuries. I just was never injured, and it was an amazing experience.
And then you've carried that on through the years, went to Life University right here in Atlanta, Georgia. What was that experience like for you?
Oh, I loved life. It was really great to get out of the snow. I'm actually headed back to the snow this next week to Michigan to see family, but it was so great to be down in the South, and the school was amazing. I had an amazing experience to mentor with Dr. Sid's son, downtown Atlanta. He had a practice across from the aquarium. And my entire career, I've just been really inspired to be surrounded by such great mentors.
And so you would recommend anyone thinking about going into chiropractic care to attend Life University?
You know, any school that does chiropractic, I'm a supportive fan of. I love Life. Life is great because it is my alma mater. And I actually host student nights at my office, and it's an opportunity for students to come out and learn about the work that I do and my way of giving back to them.
Fantastic. Let's talk about your office, the Specific Chiropractic Center located in Alpharetta. And how long have you been in business there?
We opened in August, and I had the great opportunity of actually having the mayor of Alpharetta come out for my grand opening. So it was really great. It's been just an amazing year so far.
Yes, and Alpharetta is proud to have you and support you and your mission over there. And so where is your office located?
My office is located North Point Parkway, just off of 400 at 5755 North Point Parkway, Suite 12.
All right. So make sure you connect with Dr. Wells over there if you need some chiropractic guidance. She would be glad to help you. And so let's talk about the specific difference, though, that your center offers. What are some of those ways that you're helping folks that make you different from other chiropractic care?
A lot of times patients will typically search for a chiropractor because they're in pain, or their neck or back is in pain, or it's gone out. And oftentimes the patients that I typically will see are patients that have tried everything else, or I'm their last resort case. They might have had failed back surgeries, or they have other complicating cases conditions going on in their body. And those are typically the patients that come to see me.
So it's someone who's had injury or ongoing pain, looking to get adjusted and looking to be on that path to wellness, so to speak.
It is. And it's through the analysis of what I do that gets the results that we get. So the computerized infrared thermography that we perform measures function of the nerve system. The three-dimensional motion digital pictures that we take determine exactly how to make that correction in somebody. And it's really not about getting adjusted every time they come in. A lot of people are oftentimes scared of the adjustment, and it's very specific once the analysis is taken.
And you're incorporating technology into this analysis.
We are, and patients love that we have pre and post looking at a person and checking to see their pre and post parts of their nervous system and making sure that that's working and functioning after they leave.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so, you know, good measurable pre adjustment and post, so you can put some actual identifying numbers or movements on what a person cannot do. And so it chiropractic, how do I know if I'm a candidate for your care? You hear this word all the time, and there's so many to choose from, but how do I know that I need to call the specific chiropractic center?
That is such a great question, because oftentimes people will call when they have a symptom or if they're in pain. And the best way to make sure that you are having a functioning nerve system is to make sure that you get checked. So oftentimes I'll have somebody just get checked and see and run the test of their nerve system through the infrared thermography. You know, we get our blood checked, we get our blood pressure checked, we get a lot of parts of our body checked, but we rarely get our nerve system checked. And the nerve system runs and controls all parts of the body.
Yeah, that must be aligned and functioning properly for the rest of your body to do the same.
Absolutely. And it's from unresolved trauma that's happened in our past, and it goes unresolved. And then years down the road, we develop into disease and we move further away from health and well-being.
Yeah, and then it becomes even more difficult to reverse a lot of those years of unhealthy living.
That's right. The longer you wait, the five most dangerous words is maybe it'll go away. And that's typically how we live our life, is based on symptoms. When we get the sniffles or we get a symptom, that's when we typically reach for the medicine or we call the doctor.
Do not wait to call Dr. Wells over there at the specific chiropractic center. She can put you on the path to happiness and healthiness with just a few simple adjustments and a real solid program to help you there. And like you said, it helps your muscular system and your nervous system, but your digestive system, everything that makes you a healthy and well-balanced person.
It is. Oftentimes the patients that I get are not just neck or back pain. They have complicated cases and conditions coming in, seizures, anywhere from seizures to migraine headaches to even indigestion coming in.
And then you would get in and get adjustment, and Dr. Wells will put you on a path to happiness and healthiness. And then you can see for yourself if this chiropractic care is right for you. And now I also see that you're out there on doing some speaking for folks. And one of your most requested motivational talks is Beating All the Odds. Can you tell us that what that encompasses, please?
I'm in process of writing a book, Beating All Odds. And this motivational, inspirational talk is really geared towards helping people understand that you can beat all odds, that life is not always easy. Ronda Rousey is a professional MMA fighter, female, most highest paid female fighter. And oftentimes you don't see those two in the same ring. Mm-hmm. And I start my motivational talk out by explaining her story and how it can relate to a lot of people in this world when they're, you know, searching for the answers are searching and fighting for what they really want in life, that it is possible and you can beat all the odds.
And where do you give this talk to?
I have had experience at the Fernbank Museum these past couple months. I talked to local Rotaries, mm-hmm, and Kiwanis clubs, and I talked to a lot of entrepreneur and business women and men.
Yeah, that's great. And I know it resonates with all of them, being an entrepreneur yourself, being one who steps out and takes risks and take chances. And let's speak to that for a few minutes here about your entrepreneurship. You know, what caused you to say, you know what, I want to start my own business?
You know, I started my business in St. Mary's at a really young age. I had just graduated from Life University, and I actually practiced for a doctor for about 6 months. And I said, hey, I can do this on my own. And I've always been a go-getter. I've always kind of had that mentality. I was a gymnast my whole life. My goal is actually to be a gym dog and go to the Olympics in 1996 here in Atlanta. But I've always been a go-getter, and I know the success in owning your own business is not always an easy journey, and that it took a lot to have and make that happen. But I had a great success in my St. Mary's office, and I've already had a great success in this Atlanta office.
And we know you'll be continuing a wild success over there. But looking back, what were some of those early challenges that you experienced that if someone today was thinking about opening their own care center, that you would give them?
Sure. You know, I talked to a lot of the life students about this, and there's a big undertaking when opening your own practice. You know, a lot of times the world and the public, they see doctor after your name or DC after your name, and they think that you have it all together and financially you're a big success, but there's a lot that's involved in that. It's not like you join a job where you automatically have disability insurance and healthcare insurance. You have to pay for all of that on your own, and a lot of the malpractice insurances. So the overhead is high, but if you have the right tools to know and learn how to make that work, and you can be successful at it.
And would you recommend for a young entrepreneur to seek out a mentor of some type to help them through these early of starting the business?
That's part of my give back to the life students is I love that I'm a part of the specific chiropractic centers. There's about 20 offices nationwide, and it's a great group of individuals that helps each other thrive. And we meet every 6 months, and we plan out those next 6 months, and we help each other out. And it's a great way of helping give back. And also, yes, I think that students definitely need to go through a mentorship.
Mm-hmm. And giving back is one of the core principles that you believe in and hold dear. And you certainly are giving back to the community in a lot of different ways. You're very active in community kind of events and marketing that way. Let's talk about that and how that came to be.
One of my passions is networking and marketing. A lot of times people will say, are you sure you're not an event coordinator? Because all of the community events that I do are fun and childlike. And I think that there's a special healing that takes place when we create events that take us back to childhood memories. We have a lot coming up in 2016. One of my trademark events that I host is Ladies Night of Indulgence. And that's an opportunity to really give back to charities around the Atlanta area and Alpharetta area.
Ladies Night of Indulgence. Are men invited to this?
You know, they can be if they're giving roses out at the door. I think we could incorporate them.
Well,
into
it'd be
it.
A great night for me to go out there and meet some new people if I went to the ladies' night there, but I don't want to step on any toes, that's for sure. If there's going to be a ladies' night of indulgence, there should be a men's night of indulgence as well.
We can work on that in 2016.
Right. And so you do a lot of different events. Looking back on 2015, what were some of those events that you hosted or coordinated that really resonate with you?
One of my biggest successful events is my celebration dinner, and it's an opportunity for the community to come out. I actually buy them dinner, and they get to hear the testimonials of some of my patients. You know, it's not always easy for a patient to stand up and give a testimonial about their story. Sometimes these stories are not easy. They're very difficult to talk about, and these patients just wholeheartedly come out and give their testimonials. So the celebration dinner has been a huge success for me in networking with the community of Alpharetta.
Well, I hope to get invited to the celebration dinner next time, especially if you're buying. I'd be willing to hear some testimony from your past successful patients for sure. But you do a lot of different things. Dinners, you do, like you said, Ladies Night of Indulgence, wine tasting, painting. You know, where do you get your creative ideas from to continue putting these events on?
You know, I've always been creative since I was a child. It's part of what makes me tick. Mm-hmm. And if I can't be creative in business, then it's no fun. So I like to engage with people. I like to help people really connect with me as a doctor. And I like to be accessible. In 2015, moving to 2016, the bedside manner of a lot of doctors is just getting pushed to the side. And some of the testimonials of patients and reviews that I get from patients is she's accessible. It's easy to talk to her. I can go to her because I can tell her anything, or I just feel comfortable in her office.
Yeah. So it's your personal flair on your patient care that really hits home with a lot of these patients, and that's why they keep them coming back and keep referring you.
It really is. I'm really a referral based practice. I do all of these marketing events, but I really probably wouldn't need to because I'm such a referral-based practice, but I enjoy the events and it keeps me active and it keeps the community engaged.
Yeah, definitely. And the community is happy to be engaged for you and the specific chiropractic care center there in Alpharetta and some of those event-oriented marketing efforts that Dr. Kaylin Wells is putting on. Is there a calendar of events that people can find when on your website that they can know when the next event may be?
Yeah, the best way is to actually follow me on Facebook or Instagram or even Twitter. I'm really active in social media, as well as check out thespecific.com. And also get on my email list. The best way is to just email me and say, hey, I want on that email list. My emails that go out are very personal based, and I tell my life story, and it's really about beating all odds. So if you are engaged with any of my motivational talks or are interested in my upcoming book coming out, then that's, you need to get on my email list.
Yeah, Beating All Odds is the motivational talk by Dr. Kaylin Wells. If you are interested in having her come out to your school or organization or club to talk about that, she'd be more than happy to do so. So do reach out and contact her. Let's change gears here for a moment. I know you also have another thing that you're involved with called the XFit Doc. Please explain to our listeners about that.
I do. I have the xfitdoc.com, and this is kind of my alma mater of just kind of gearing towards a target niched community. I was really active in CrossFit in St. Mary's, Georgia. It was my introduction. I started doing competitions. I actually won my first competition down at the Central Florida Games, and it's one of my passions and hobbies. And when you have a passion or a hobby, you just connect with people on a different level.
And so the XFit Doc is a resource for CrossFit athletes, whether you're a beginner or an advanced athlete, to go to find support, products, information, all the above, right?
It is. It is geared towards CrossFit, but it can even be geared towards gymnastics or tennis or any sport-related activity into helping understand healing and recovery of and preventing injuries. I also am a pole vault coach down at Pole Vault Atlanta, so I attract a lot of pole vaulters to that site as well.
Pole vault. Let's talk about that. That's a different sport. How did you get involved with it?
A lot of times people say, I've never met a pole vaulter.
Right.
It was one of the first sports for women when I was in high school, and they gave me an opportunity to have a scholarship, and I went for it instead of the gymnastics scholarship that I thought I would always have.
A pole vault, how long is the actual pole?
It depends.
Where do you store it? I mean, it's so big.
Try getting it on your car.
Yeah,
that's
right.
The hard part.
How do you get to the pole vault match with the pole vault?
Or an airplane.
Yeah, it's got to be huge.
Yeah, they range anywhere from 10 feet when you're starting out to 15 feet.
What is your best pole vaulting height?
Officially 12'2".
Outstanding. 12'2". And when did you do that?
I did it my freshman year of college.
Okay, so you're looking to beat that anytime soon?
Oh, I don't think I can do that. But
now you're more into the coaching, into helping some of the youngsters out there. Is that right?
I am. I did try it this past summer, and I cleared about 9-10 feet. So.
Oh, very fun. And so, but you're actively involved in the community. If someone was young and interested in pole vaulting, how would they do so here in Atlanta? Where could they go?
Just go to Pole Vault Atlanta and check us out. We're a club that meets at Emory about 3 days a week, and it's a great way to just get active in learning more about pole vault. And, you know, I wrote a blog too about how to get a college scholarship. It's not always the most popular sports that you need to follow to getting that scholarship. Some of the smaller sports like pole vaulting, they're giving away scholarships left and right.
Have you ever had a pole vault break on you?
I've had the crossbar break, but not
yeah,
the pole.
That always scares me. They get bent so far sometimes. You just think they're going to snap, but they're designed not to, right?
They are, and you have to be the certain weight, and you have to be in the certain shape to be able to be on certain poles to be able to provide safety.
Right, and you need special outfit, too, to be a pole vaulter. You can't just go out there in your running shorts and tank top, can you?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, right? You got to all, just like if you're CrossFitting, you got to have the the clothing and the gear. Same thing with the pole vaulting. So if you're a youngster out there or you're a parent of a youngster who would like to introduce pole vault to them, and Dr. Wells can help you with that as she is a local coach and mentor and instructor of all things pole vault here in Atlanta. So let's talk about 2016's, the future of your care center over there, some of the events coming up, and most importantly, where do you see the community of Atlanta and the specific chiropractic center growing in 2016?
2016 is going to be a big year. We already have at least four or five events scheduled upcoming for 2016. We have a wine and paint night at Tipsy Da Vinci. We have a health and wellness extravaganza with ballroom dancing at Wilbur and Rudy's Farm Table. So I do different essential oil classes. There's so much going on. A lot of network opportunities as well. We're gearing into a network opportunity called The Shift, an opportunity to come out and just stop your everyday mundane lifestyle of getting up at 5 a.m. and going home at 7 or 8 at night and learning new things.
Yeah, you really got to step out of your comfort zone at times to learn and develop new skills in life. And a great way to do that is in a fun, safe environment like some of these marketing events that you're having over there at your chiropractic care center.
It is. And there's a lot of health benefits in just doing that and stepping outside of your comfort zone. Really getting comfortable with uncomfortable is my motto in 2016.
Okay. Getting comfortable with the uncomfortable. And Dr. Kaylin Wells, as well as, you know, her speaking engagements, beating all odds. So you said you're working on a book as well. Is that going to come out next year?
I would love for that to happen. Definitely Beating All Odds has been on my radar for the past couple years. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to work really hard in getting that out.
What is the writing process for you like? Is that something that's challenging and you have to lock yourself in a room for hours at a time? Or do you just naturally able to put pen to paper a couple hours a day?
You know, I love writing, and what kind of geared this book is all of my blog writing and my life story. So the more that I gave this talk and the more that I talked to people, everyone was saying, oh my gosh, you have to write this book. So It really dates back to Ronda Rousey's story and her beating all odds and my own story. I beat odds when I was a child. I lost my mom at a very young age, and it really inspired me to be who I am today. And that is the basis of really the book.
Yeah. So we wish you much success in putting that together and look for it very soon to come out there where people can read it. And certainly you're invited to come back on Business Radio X and the Atlanta Business Radio when you have some announcements about the book and its release. And you're right. Beating all odds can be can resonate with anyone, whether you're a youngster or you're a seasoned person and you need some new inspiration and motivation in life. You know, this sounds like the book for you. So make sure you look for that. What keeps you motivated on a daily basis?
My cat Whiskers.
All right. Thank you, Whiskers.
There has to be a balance in life and a CrossFit. I absolutely love CrossFit. I love activity, adventures, hiking, just taking time to get the most rest that you can get to have successful days where you can go out and do the things that you like to do. So it's real simple. Just staying active keeps my brain active.
So yeah, you can find Dr. Wells out there pole vaulting or in the CrossFit box or hanging out with Mr. Whiskers. That's where she goes to stay motivated and stay inspired for sure. And any other piece of advice you may give a young entrepreneur, especially a female entrepreneur out there, that's got to be, you know, challenging for them as they begin, whether it's chiropractic care or anything else in life when it comes to opening a new business?
Absolutely. Women are their worst enemies. They're themselves are their worst enemies. They just the lack of confidence or motivation. Women have so much confidence when they can tap into that. So my biggest advice for female entrepreneurs is just having the confidence and not overdoing, taking one day at a time, one task at a time. Females typically tend to overdo and take on too much. And it's just really focusing on one thing, prioritizing and getting it done.
Very, very sound advice from Dr. Wells from the specific chiropractic center. They are committed to serving the patients with doctors of the highest quality over there, and they specialize in upper cervical specific chiropractic care, which is a kind of a difference in overall total body chiropractic care.
It is. It's really not about getting adjusted. It's about holding that adjustment and not coming the rest of your life. It's about really opening up your body to be able to live to its full potential.
So make an appointment with Dr. Wells and the crew over there at the Specific Chiropractic Center. If you want to get kind of in tune with what your body needs and get in line with what you need to do to make you happier and healthier, they have all the tools and expertise over there to put you on the right path to happiness and healthiness. So thank you so much, Dr. Wells, for joining us today. Please remind our listeners how they can find out more information about you and your services.
Thank you so much for having me. You can reach us at thespecific.com, and I look forward to 2016. I appreciate your time.
My pleasure. And of course, all of our information and full bio will be posted on our website, AtlantaBusinessRadio.BusinessRadioX. Check that out later today for more information there. Also, forget about the big media ambushes out there, or canned sound bites and fake pay-to-play interviews. We are pro-business here at Business Radio X, where business professionals share their story of how they're changing their community and their market. If you would like to be a guest on our program, reach out to us directly on the website at businessradiox.com. Thank you to Stone Payton and Lee Cantor. And on behalf of the entire Business Radio X network, I'm Ryan Redhawk McPherson. We will see you on the radio.